If you want to hit next level, you got to think next level. Let's go. Welcome to the JG3 Project. I'm your host, James Gordon III, aka JG3. I'm on a mission each and every day to become the best version of myself that I can. That requires hitting next levels, which requires taking massive action. If that sounds like you, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
All right, y'all, what's up, man? It's been a minute since I jumped on here. I got a lot of stuff on my pipeline coming at you. The Golden Hour podcast interview style. Q&A, talking about the success journey with fellow entrepreneurs and small business owners, and just having them kind of outline their processes and their systems to stay on track to have a golden lifestyle. That's coming in the pipeline real quick. So my JG3 off-the-cuff style episodes have not really been that plentiful lately. But in my rebranding strategy, I want to kind of stay true to my mission about this project, which is myself. A lot of you should have your own project working on yourself on a daily basis. This is mine, the JG3 Project. So today, I wanted to kind of touch on something that popped up in my stories from about a year ago, if I remember correctly. A year ago. No, it was 2 years ago. My apologies. 2 years ago. You get to be 43 years old, y'all, and sometimes you mess things up. But check this out. I was actually out of town on a project. I had a late morning start, enjoying my morning. I did a run, hanging out by the pool, that kind of a thing, planning my day. And I was thinking about talking about profit margins and businesses and owners who's just starting out. For example, you get too caught up sometimes in the word revenue. And while revenue is absolutely important, you've got to have revenue. You know, you got to have cash flow and revenue to build a business on any scale, but you should be focusing more on margin. And let's talk about this and explain it. So a lot of people jumping in, all in, you know, they think they're all in going on their business. We're on day one, day 30, you know, day 90, first quarter's out the window, you know, moving in towards Q2, 3, the next thing you know, it's Q4, it's the end of the year. And if you were solely focused on revenues, you've got a result. What is that result? Is it $100,000? Is it $1 million? Whatever the result is, right? But the result was focused solely on revenue targets. What I want to challenge people to do when you're starting out in your business is to focus on margin. And what I was explaining in my video from a couple years ago is very simple. Let's take two situations. You got two solopreneurs. One went on a mission to just work their ass off, obviously. Hardcore, gained clients, did $1 million in revenue. Congratulations. Entrepreneur B, same concept, but they only brought in about $100,000 of revenue. Okay? Two stark differences, right? $100,000 to $100 million. One entrepreneur only did about 10% of what the other one did. But that person was dialed in. They were focused. They understood their avatar, their qualified decision maker. They had a sales process. They had systems and processes behind them so that they could really maximize their team of one. You're a team of one day one, right? Solopreneur, $100K in revenue, and they did that on a 60% profit margin. That's 40%. And expenses, not bad at all, right? Do the entrepreneur math right there. 60% of 100K is 60K. That's $60,000 in their back pocket. Now, entrepreneur A, same process, except they weren't really driven by processes and systems. They just went all in on revenue, worked hard, they hired teams. They probably got some capital. They got a loan potentially. Next thing you know, it's the end of the year, and we're taking a look at profit margin. That number is a 5%, okay? So we can do the math on that. 5% on $1 million of revenue is 50K. So you got to ask yourself, if you're someone thinking about starting your business, or you're kind of maybe getting ramped up for Q4 to start that business, or maybe even you're putting that on the table for next year, it doesn't matter. You got to think about these things. You know, what type of business do you really want to have? Obviously, your goal should be to grow and scale that business. Remember, I said grow and scale because unfortunately, too many people put growth and scale in the same damn sentence. And, you know, it's not the same thing. Let's just start with that. It took me about 7 years to develop a real growth strategy that I've been in the last three. And now I'm finally working on scale. That's a whole nother podcast. But, you know, just a quick hit. Coming through my stories, thinking about revenues and profits, and that's what I want you to focus on. I worked really hard over the last 4 or 5 years in my growth model to kind of dial in what this profit margin looked like. And I designed my team and my systems around that so I could enjoy a fairly consistent profit margin. Now, when you start introducing scale into the mix, I guess I will talk about that for a quick second. Growth and scale, two different things, okay? So my business, for example, I'm in the engineering niche, okay? Our goal is around a 30% profit margin, okay? It's going to be a little bit different this year because we are in a scale mode. I'll talk about that later, but so 30% profit margin, that's the goal. So whether you do 1 million, 3 million, 10 million, if you're operating on that same type of profit margin, 30%, all I've done is grown the business, you know, in theory. I haven't necessarily scaled it. I've grown it. Now, to achieve scale, obviously, you have to have exponential growth, but the big thing to, at least in my opinion, to focus on is that profit margin. The company, Pavement Management Group right now, where we're at, is we've been going really hard on development, artificial intelligence, you know. We had the growth model, experienced, you know, the profit margin that we were looking for the last few years, and decided to take some of those profits and reinvest those back into the company in development and artificial intelligence. Plain and simple, okay? Now, a lot of pain in the ass, you know, the last 18 months with this stuff. Our profit margin will be down this year, but check this out. I call this the minor setback for the major comeback, and here's why. I'm probably only going to hit a 10% actual profit margin this year, but it's due to me going all in so that I can have the opportunity to scale. So what does that mean? That means 2022... I'll get back to my 30% profit margin. 2023, probably going to approach 40%. 2024, 2025, we're shooting for 60% profit margins. And for my industry, I can double that margin. That's how I cannot just grow my business. That's how I scale the business. That's how I have my cake and eat it too. Get my revenues. They're going to be attractive to a potential sell or exit of the company, right? And or get my profit margins, which puts more money in my pocket. That's the lesson. That's the message. Hope it made sense. Until the next one.
If you're a JG3 podcast subscriber, let me tell you, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. If you have not already, please head on over to iTunes. Check out the podcast right there and write me a review, a 5-star review if you don't mind. And then like, share, comment. Get this out to the masses, man. Let's help grow the JG3 project and get everybody on the best track to become the most elite version of themselves by hitting the next level. Until the next one.